Hello, good morning, good evening, whatever time it is, and welcome to At The Table with Gail. I'm Peter Fleming, and Gail Hall, as always, our resident cook, chef, and here she is.
Hello there, Peter. Now, I have with me in the studio today some beautiful feed jars dropping off Peter's tree. And so I decided, you know, that this week we should be talking about feed jars because last week he brought me in some feed jars just for a taste. And I thought, wow, these are lovely. I think we should do a program on feed jars.
Did you say something about beautiful feed jars or something?
Yes.
That's an oxymoron.
What's that mean?
It means that it doesn't quite, it's people, somebody described to me, it's like saying a tasty British Rail sandwich or something, or a fresh British Rail sandwich or something. Oh. It's the dead opposite. To me, there's nothing beautiful or tasty about a feijoa, you see.
Is that because you don't like them?
It is because I don't like them.
Well, that was a useless piece of conversation then, because I love them.
Oh, I know you do, and that's why I brought you some in, girl.
Oh, you're so nice, and they're beautiful. These are big feijoas. I'm waiting for mine to actually appear on my tree, so when they appear on my tree, they'll all be gone on Peter's tree. So
it's not my, it's the neighbour's tree.
Is it?
Neighbour's hedge. Sort of goes, yeah.
And it overhangs yours, so you're entitled?
Well, no, we're entitled to. No, but he lets us pick them anyway.
Oh, that's nice. So I thought to myself, we're going to do several because we'd like to know what's in season, Peter.
What's in season?
What's in season?
It sounds like the start of a quiz game. Welcome to another episode of What's in Season?
Right, but we are going to start off with feijoa chutney. And I know this is quite popular and people do make a lot of chutney. In fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday. I think I was meant to send her this recipe, so I must do it when I get home because she had one that was very complicated and I said, well, mine's not. So you can, put this in her letterbox on the way home. Right, so we have 1.5 kilos of feijoas, 1 kilo of onions, 1/2 cup of crystallised ginger, 2 cups of sultanas, 2 cups of brown sugar, 1 teaspoon of ground cloves, 3 teaspoons of curry powder, 2 tablespoons of salt, and 1 litre of malt vinegar, or you can actually go the halves, half malt, half white.
Wow, that's quite an assembly of ingredients, isn't it? They're all a little bit of heat each time, perhaps except for the sultana, all got something to add, haven't they?
That's right.
Wow.
They have. Mm. And I think the feijoas are the sweetener, or, you know, with all those flavours,
Yeah. You've
got the feijoa that's going to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I like feijoa chutney. So what you're doing is peel and chop the feijoas and chop the onions. But listen, you know, you can scoop them out. I mean, it's probably a lot better than peeling them. I just think cut them in half, get a decent spoon, but you know, and just really scoop those, all that beautiful flesh, get it out. And you're chopping your onions up and, you know, chop them up reasonably sized because you don't want a big slice of onion on your lovely cold meat and feijoa chutney. So cut your onions up, you know, reasonably small. Slice the ginger finely. Now, you're combining all those ingredients into a large pot and bring to the boil, stirring constantly. Now, simmer until thick, but I'd just keep an eye on it and go and just give it a stir every, you know, so often. And till it's reduced, which means it's thickened, and that's probably about 1 to 1.5 hours. But please do keep an eye on it because it might be less. And then pour into hot jars. But it's like basically like a jam. Take it out, put it on, and I'm doing a jam today. Take it out, put it on a really cold saucer that you've had in the freezer. Bring it out and just put a teaspoon on the freezing saucer. And it'll sort of gel, and you then think, well, this is ready. Some people like their chutney. I don't like it too stiff, Peter. You know, like getting into the jar and it's solid.
No, it should have a bit of runniness.
Lovely,
shouldn't it?
Lovely bit of runniness. So once you just have to judge it by your own, what you think you might like yourself. So then you're pouring it into hot jars. Now, you know, you can put your jars in the oven just at a low heat, just so that it's going to take the hot chutney when you put them in the jars. It's a must.
It's sterilisation, isn't it?
Well, it is sterilisation as well. Mm. Yeah, exactly. And then seal while hot. You might do these in small AG jars, which you've got basically, you know, the seals. But you might just be putting, I don't know, maybe Glad Wrap or some other covering over the jars. And just lovely, lovely with cold, lovely with, you know, having cold meat with hot vegetables, really nice.
Sounds all right. I must admit, even if I don't like feijoas, but converted to a chutney like that sounds pretty good.
Mm. Yeah, well, you probably wouldn't taste them so much, Peter.
Well, no, they're just going to be more of
They're going to be more of a mixture of everything else.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. But very nice.
Good-o. Right, one down.
So that's our beginning. And now this one, it should be easy because basically we've got feijoas in syrup. So you're not actually really, you're not actually really cooking the feijoas. You're making a syrup and putting the feijoas into them. So I like, you know, I mean, cooked or raw, but, you know, really nice. It won't matter with this lovely sauce. So we're having a half a cup of sugar, a half a cup of water, 1.5 teaspoons of custard powder, 2 tablespoons of water, 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, and, of course, 2 cups of scooped out feijoa flesh. So you're bringing the sugar and a half a cup of water to the boil. Simmer for a minute or two so that you can see that the sugar is dissolved. Now, stir in the custard powder mixed with the 2 tablespoons of water, because obviously you need that to be a nice little paste before you're putting it into the sugar water. Now, you're putting that in, stirring for a few minutes over a moderate heat, cool. When the syrup is quite cool, add the feijoas, which you have prepared just before adding, to reduce discoloration from exposure to air. So that's basically quite important.
And is that sort of mashed up then, the flesh, or does it?
Well, it is, yeah. You just sort of, I suppose you could use this as a dessert or over ice cream or great with yogurt. So you can actually take out the flesh. You could mash it, or you could then take it out and then just give it a little bit chop, 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 chop over with a sharp knife.
Yeah.
Because you don't want, if you're scooping out feijoas, you usually scoop it out and it comes out sort of like in a whole piece, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know, you see. I have played with one once just to see what it was like.
Yeah.
It tends to be firm like a pear.
It is firm. Mm. But yes, you can take it out. So if you don't want it in big lumps, I would cut it, but it's just so much easier to scoop out the flesh, like I said before, rather than peeling a feijoa.
Yeah, I can see about I'll come to this chopping up on another subject in a minute.
Oh, okay. Mm. So you make sure that if you can, just do that while the custard is sort of cooking, because, you know, 2 cups is not a lot of feijoas. So basically try and do that, as I said, with the exposure to the ear, they do tend to go brown and doesn't look pretty, okay? And so you're adding the lemon juice, cover and refrigerate. So this is a nice standby, Peter, for morning breakfast yogurt over something else or over ice cream.
I'm a bit intrigued. It's when I saw the custard powder and I thought,
something different.
Funny one, isn't it?
Exactly. That's why I chose it, Peter. Because it had the custard powder and I thought, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if you've got any custard powder. It's not the sort of thing. Always used to have it in a custard powder in the
I've got custard
pantry,
powder.
But I don't know if I have or not. Otherwise, I'd be intrigued to try these.
Oh, well. Ah, okay.
Okay. Mm. All right.
So that's our raw feijoas and syrup and simple.
Yeah, it sounds pretty tasty as well.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
So you were mentioning cutting. What was that?
Oh, well, I should tell you that I made your chicken and apple curry.
Oh, right.
That we had last week, I think, at the dinner party.
Oh, right. The dinner party.
The dinner party, yeah. Chicken and apple curry. And I think you'd made this, hadn't you?
I have. Yes. I've made it twice, actually.
Yeah. So I thought, well, I will make it because we'd got a couple of Granny Smiths, just small ones, had dropped off the tree.
Oh,
and
right.
It is our tree this time. They dropped off the tree, so I thought, I'll use those. Now, this is based on curry powder, and I'm not a great fan of using curry powder as such for a curry. It's a bit of an amateur sort of thing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Anyway.
Excuse me. Who's the professional here?
And I thought, well, I'll indulge her this time. I'll do a recipe. So I did. So I did it, and actually it turned out quite nice. It was very, it was tasty, it was creamy, and I have submitted a photograph which will go on the website.
Oh, okay. Oh, yep. I'll have a look. Yeah, it is creamy though, isn't it?
Yes. But when I was making it, and it said add tomatoes, coconut milk, and apples, and then simmer for a further 20 minutes. And after I'd put them in, I thought, I wonder if that was a good idea, because the apples are going to mush and cook down. Would they be better chopped and thrown in at the very last minute so that they... So anyway, they went in and it was perfectly all right. But of course, they did tend to sort of cook right down.
Well, they do. But I think that adds a little bit of sweetness to it.
Well, it certainly did. But I found it very sweet because there's quite a bit of brown sugar in there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Did you use chicken thighs?
I did. I always, for a curry, I like to use chicken thighs.
Oh, right. Okay. They're bone in, aren't they?
No.
Oh, chicken thighs aren't.
Now, you'll be lucky if you can find chicken thighs with bone in nowadays.
Oh, right. Oh, that's quite good because they're quite small, so you don't cut them.
No, we actually bought a pack of four, and yes, they were just over 500 grams. So half of it, two bits of thigh, were perfect for us.
Right, so you have the recipe.
I, as always, have to have your recipes, Gab, army style,
aren't they? Yeah. Oh, but that's interesting. You use the thighs and I use the breast.
I just really think that thighs are the stuff for... And I say, if you try and get thighs with bone in, not easy these days.
No, I wouldn't want the bone in. That's why I asked, because I saw some chicken thighs and I thought, oh, I don't want to be messing around with, you know, cutting around the bone or anything. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, maybe I should buy some chicken thighs next time I see them.
Oh, definitely. They just got a bit more flavour, a bit more chunky meat.
Okay. Oh, very interesting. Well, I'm pleased.
Well, I hope that's very interesting.
What did you have? Did you have rice with it?
Just rice, boiled rice.
Yeah, nice, beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, it was fine. It was good.
Yeah, no, I had mine with rice too, and I think it was really with a bit of green broccoli.
What the other thing I was going to say? How's the time going? Oh, we're chatting away here. The 50 grams of butter in these days of expensive butter. I don't use butter. I always use ghee.
Oh, do you now?
Well, that's traditional Indian clarified butter stuff.
Yeah, it is actually.
Now, having said that, I thought, I must mention that to Gail on the way this morning, but I couldn't tell you what the comparison in cost is, but you buy it in a fairly big tub. Ghee.
Yes,
I don't think it's
that.
Too expensive. Yeah. I'll have a look next time.
Is ghee? It's melted down butter and...
Yeah,
and,
it's sort of clarified, I think. They scrape something off the top of it or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But it's the traditional Indian stuff.
Yeah, what they use. Yeah. That's interesting.
And I always use ghee for curries or anything like that.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I will have a good look at the ghee.
It's a nice
Delhi side of the supermarkets. Yeah, I'll have a look.
Yeah, and it's easier to use than butter.
Oh, do you use it for other frying?
No, I don't. I only use it for curries. Yeah, but it's easier to use because it doesn't burn.
And butter does.
Mm. So if you're using butter, you always have to put a bit of oil in, don't you, as well?
Yeah, no, that's...
Ghee's the stuff.
Well, I've learned something this morning because it doesn't burn exactly when you put chicken.
Little tip there. Don't tell anybody, but...
No. Okay, right. Okay. Well, that's the first half of our show, and I think we've both learned something.
Well, yeah. Well, okay, so this week, for the music, Gail, this is real. This is a real, what's the word? I don't know. It's totally unusual for you, this one.
Oh, totally unusual.
Yeah, I couldn't find a song about feijoas, although I thought there was one, but you get a lot of kids' songs about it. So I've had to use the word chutney.
Oh, okay.
And tried to find a chutney song. The word... Chutney or chatney, chatni, is Indian for chutney.
Oh.
So I found you a super duper song about chutney. It's a Bollywood type.
Oh, okay.
It's very short.
Bollywood.
But just to back up what I'm saying is chutney or chutney is a spicy, savory, or sweet sauce or condiment of Indian origin made by crushing herbs, fruits, or vegetables like mint, coriander, coconut, or mango, along with spices. So there you go. You could substitute feijoa for mango. Perhaps I don't get feijoas in India.
No.
So that's it.
And the spices sound interesting, and that's what you don't you, when you make a curry normally?
No. Well, this is a chutney, so it's...
of course, chutney, yeah. Curry. You could throw chutney into a curry.
Oh, yeah. Well, always have a jar of mango chutney on the side. Anyway, well, listen to this. Okay. You might want to get up and start flapping about on the dance floor. You might not. It's only about a minute long.
Okay.
Well, there we are. It's finished, Gail. I told you you'd be up and dancing. Well, we both were.
I haven't got a stiff neck. In fact, it's quite loose. Because don't they shift their head sort of backwards and forwards?
They
and
shift everything.
Sides everything. Oh, okay.
If you see the Bollywood crowd going at
some time. Oh, okay. Right. Well, we're going to start off now, Peter, with feijoa and oat mini cakes. And this looked very, very interesting. And I haven't done any sort of real baking just of recent days, but this one looks interesting and quite healthy. So we're starting off with 20 grams of soft butter, 2 tablespoons of rolled oats, and I mean the fine ones. I don't mean the whole grain ones.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the fine ones. 3 tablespoons of brown sugar, 8 large feijoas peeled and chopped into pieces. Well, as I said before, if you want to peel them, I don't know whether you would get any more out of a feijoa if you peeled it. I think it's just as good to be able to scoop it out and then cut it, because as Peter said before, that they are sort of quite solid, you know. So, but as long as you've got 8 large feijoas, just get what you can out of that. And a squeeze of lemon juice, 3/4 of a cup of rolled oats, or ground almonds. I'd go for the ground almonds, I think, in this one.
I would have thought so, yeah. You've already put some rolled oats
That's
in.
That's right.
So.
Well, the rolled oats are used in it. Yeah. 1/2 cup of coconut, 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons of honey or maple syrup, 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, and 1 teaspoon of baking powder. Now, you... yes, Peter. He's putting his hand up. I know he doesn't want to go to the toilet.
Please, miss. Mm-hmm. When you say 1/2 a cup of coconut, what do you mean?
Well, 1/2 a cup of, I should have said desiccated, maybe.
Desiccated,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The shredded coconut is not I don't think, an everyday use, but I think the desiccated coconut's more likely to be in people's pantries.
Yeah, and I would think you're making oat cakes of some sort.
That's right, yeah.
Just to check.
Yeah.
Just
oh,
to
no,
check.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. And so the method is to preheat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius. Now, you're generously greasing the muffin tray, well, you know, the inversion, the muffin trays, you know, the inverts, not the whole tray, with soft butter. Now, with the oats, Peter, you said, oh, there's oats in it, but these ones, you're mixing the 2 tablespoons of oats and 2 tablespoons of sugar together and scattering them in the bases of the muffin tin. So you're actually using that as a sort of like a topping?
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, well, basically a topping if you turn them upside down when they're cooked, but if not, it'll be on the base. So sort of basically you're putting the rolled oats and that sugar mix together, pressing it in because you're greasing it really, really well so that they will stick to the sides and to the base.
Right.
Something different. Toss the feijoa pieces, which you've scooped out and cut up, and the remaining 1 tablespoon of sugar and a squeeze of lemon. So you're putting those together because we know, again, that the discoloration, we're conscious of that. Place the oats, if you're using them, and coconut in a food processor and blend into a fine meal and tip into a separate bowl. Add the eggs, honey, or maple syrup, ginger, and baking powder, and mix well to combine. Fold through the feijoa pieces, then evenly spoon the batter into the muffin trays. Bake for 15 minutes until golden on top and springs back when, press gently. So you can just press the top and it'll bounce back. Cool for 5 minutes, then run a sharp knife round the sides, then invert onto a cake rack. Now, these are nice served warm. I mean, most muffins are nice actually served warm, and maybe with yogurt. So that's our muffins.
You see, I have this problem with oats, which I seem to be a bit intolerant, so I avoid oats. But looking at this, if you take out the first one where you're just lining the...
the muffin trays.
Yeah. So I could miss that bit, and then you then give the option of rolled oats or ground almonds.
Well, you could probably. I wonder if you mixed ground almonds. You could.
I didn't put any rolled oats in.
No, mixture of the rolled oats and the sugar. You might be able to mix the brown sugar with the almonds. Is that what you're saying as well?
Well,
to put round into
and not use oats at all.
I
tell you what. If I get time, I'll have a bash at these because. They sound rather nice, and it's a pity if I can't eat them. So when you've got the option here, rolled oats or ground almonds.
Or ground almonds, yeah, that's right. And if you are using ground almonds, I'd still put them through the food processor because you want to get that or the and the coconut too as well.
Yes.
And just to really combine them a little bit rather than reduce them to powder practically. So basically you could do that. But no. Good way of using up your feijoas, that's all I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, going through my books, looking for feijoa and recipes.
And there's going to be a lot of them about, isn't
there? There is going to be a lot of them about. And I hope that the listeners, get use of this.
Depending when this program goes out.
Oh.
And there have been a lot about.
Yeah, well, there has been, yeah. But I think, like I said to you, my tree is far from it. I was just talking to Sonia out at the desk, and she said, hers doesn't produce... for Joe was till about May, late April.
Yeah.
So mine aren't appearing at the moment.
Neighbour's hedge is full of them. It really is.
I know. A lot of people have got them. Yeah. And they're surplus. I mean, this is what's in season, folks.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think she's collecting a few, take them to the food bank, you see there.
I'd love them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love them. Now, we're going to move on. Still got time, Peter, for feijoa jam. It's very quick.
Off you go.
Off I go.
No, you're all right. You've got plenty.
Oh, okay. 2.2 kilos of feijoas, and that's weighing them when you've taken the flesh out, not when you're still weighing them with the skins on. 100 grams of preserved ginger, 2 teaspoons of ground ginger, juice of 2 lemons, and 2.2 kg of sugar. So it's usually... Sugar usually matches the weight of the fruit, doesn't it? In a lot of jams.
Not a jam.
Oh, you're not a jam person. No. Okay. Mm. But you can get a certain brand of sugar, a popular brand of sugar, which is jam-setting sugar.
Oh.
And apparently a lot of people do use that because, they're frightened of, they don't want failure.
Right, okay.
And so there is that's in the supermarkets. Just a little hint there. The method is bring feijoas slowly to the boil. Now, no need for water because you're just going to watch these and they'll just sort of stew down. So just watch that just for the beginning when you're bringing them to the boil. Now, when they're tender, add the remaining ingredients. Boil gently. Bring it up to the boil gently till well set, maybe about 20 minutes when tested. So when I say tested, like I said previous, get a cold saucer, one that's been in the freezer, bring it out after maybe 20 minutes, put a teaspoon of jam on the saucer and it should form a skin. So and just touch it with your finger and if it's sort of just nicely set, that means your jam is ready. And now... To finish this off, and it may sound rather weird, but I put a lump of butter because when you're sort of sometimes making jam, and this pertains to plum jam or something like that, you get a froth, sort of like a froth at the top. So if you put in butter, that sort of seems to take the froth away. And you can stir that in, and once you've stirred that in into your jars, I mean, the froth disappears.
This is a program full of hints. Many hints today.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. But that does, because...
That's a good one. I don't make jam, but no. It's jolly interesting for people who do.
Yeah, exactly. So put that. And I presume that you can do it with berry, you know, with plum jam or, you know, other types of jam if they create that froth at the top. And this is exactly what you do with the Fijoa one.
Yeah. Right. Mm. Okay.
So just let it slowly boil away, but please don't. And use a wooden spoon. If you're making jam, use a wooden spoon. And just give it a stir every now and again. Make sure you touch the bottom, of the pot. So he's looking.
What are the bottom are you going to be touching while you're making the jam?
Yeah, but anyway, that's the jam. And I'm not sure how many jars that would make. Depending on the size of the jars, I think you'd get probably 2.2 kg or maybe 4.
Well, I would have thought so.
Yeah, 4 or 5. Yeah, depending on the size of the jar. But but basically, yeah, that's our Fijoa wheat today. What's in season?
Well, that's good. I think you're doing well there because, they're a funny old thing for Joes. And
they're not hard to, they're not easy to find, actually, when you want to give several recipes with Fijoas.
But unlike lemons, when they're in season, but you just don't know what to do with, Fijoas are very useful, in fact, aren't
they? That's right, yeah. More so than, the lemons, I think I've told you before, lemons, I do squeeze them and cube them and put them in the ice trays, for use, yeah.
Right, well, draw a veil across it there. Now, we're not here for a couple of weeks.
No, we're not.
I'm not here next week. I'm off on holiday.
Yeah.
And you're off, away the following
week. Following week.
You're on holiday.
Yeah. Yeah, but, exactly.
Don't worry, folks, because all these programs are pre-recorded. So whenever you
We keep the
we'll
recipes
be
coming at,
we'll
at
be
the
here.
Table.
Week
yes,
after
definitely.
Week after week.
Yes, exactly.
Hell, high water or holidays.
We squeeze them in between.
We do. Yeah. All right then, Gail.
Thank you, Peter.
Have a nice holiday and I'll see you in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Exactly.
Bye for now.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the Access Media website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.